have your way with words, Roger. Well, thank you very much for answering that question. We have so many more, and we're going to try again, everyone, to get to as many as we possibly can. We do sincerely apologize that we cannot get to your question today. However, we'll probably figure something out to where I'll be able to get with Roger and get your questions answered via email, which we did secure during your registration. Again, you're right. You're absolutely right, Roger. Trump is no quitter. And so there's no zero chance of Trump dropping out. Okay, next question. Is there a staff upheaval coming?
Yeah, this is a part and parcel of the same rumor. I talked to a number of staffers in the Trump campaign, and they were actually very pleased with the candidates staying on message and hammering Hillary Clinton in a swing through Florida. He seems to be back on message, and there is no upheaval at hand. I might as well go ahead and say there is no intervention. That's insulting. This is coming from the RNC because Reince Priebus, who amazingly is the only national chairman since 1860 to be kept on after losing a major election. Why would you retain a loser as the head of your party? This guy ran the Romney campaign, and we know how that worked out. So he is comes out of the Ryan political machine. He's apoplectic, but the reports today that he lit into Trump in a phone call are absurd. No one lit lights into Donald Trump. This guy yelled at Trump. Trump will rip his head off. I mean, Trump does not see him as a political genius. You know, Trump sees him as a second lieutenant.
Well, he did lose two elections.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Is Paul Manafort leaving the campaign? I suppose
no, here we go again.
With
no,
the previous question.
Part and parcel is the same thing. There's actually a story by some right-wing wackadoodle who says that Manafort is leaving the campaign and that I am taking his place. I saw that in the blog today. That is most assuredly not happening. Paul Manafort is one of my oldest friends. We were young Republicans together. We were college Republicans together. He managed my campaign when I ran for Young Republican National Chairman, and we were business partners at the legendary Black Manafort and Stone, who sometimes known as Black Manafort, Stone, and Atwater, you know, for 15 years. He's an enormously talented, extremely organized, and patient individual. He's got an iron will. He gets things done. I think he's begun to work very well with Trump. You have to learn Trump's, you know, habits and his preferences and so on, but this is an adult operation. There's going to be a sufficient organization to compete in these states. They're playing catch-up ball. They'll never have as much money as the Clintons, but I would argue that this race is more likely to be affected by big picture events like these data dumps from WikiLeaks or others, which change the race, or a terrorist attack like Paris or Orlando or you know, San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm. Close to my home.
More police murders like Baton Rouge and Dallas. These things change the face of the race overnight, and therefore, for some of my Trump-supporting friends who are a little discouraged tonight, there's nothing to be discouraged about. I think Trump is on the bounce back, and he's going to take the race to Hillary. Let's not forget the debates either, because the debates will be pivotal here. This will be the greatest show business there ever was. Trump guarantees that these people are going to tune in just to see what he might do, because the only thing predictable about Donald Trump is that he's totally and completely unpredictable.
Very good. He does not like to show his cards, right?
No, look, you don't make the kind of money that he has made without being a shrewd fellow. And he doesn't know everything about politics, but he has completely been able to achieve things that no one else has ever achieved. He's gotten more votes as a Republican nominee in the primaries than any of the giants like Reagan or Eisenhower or even Nixon. He has won without polling, without analytics, without paid media. It's solely his, his personal communication of ideas. I like to say he won not because of his campaign, but despite it. So I think that if Trump is the campaign's greatest asset, he's going to prove that in these debates because the guy's a brawler. He could go at her anywhere, and there's so many places to go. And the first time she hits him, he's going to unload on her.
It's open
season. That's my guess.
It's absolutely open season. You're so right. We do want to give all the props we possibly can to Paul Manafort. We know he's a dear friend of yours, and what a mammoth task that he has.
Yeah, no, he's got a huge job. It's very difficult, but he is doing a good job. He's got a lot to worry about.
Roger, a lot of people say the word on the street is you might have even had something to do with him being hired as the campaign manager / chairman. Is that anything?
Well, I admit to being one of those who recommended him to Donald because Donald called me on a Friday concerned about the fact that he had just been robbed of delegates in Louisiana, that his campaign had seemingly fumbled that situation. And he asked me point blank whether the Republican establishment could steal the nomination from him. I told him yes, they could, and they're going to try to. And he asked me who was the best person to handle that, and I told him Paul Manafort. I think others gave him the same recommendation because he and Manafort have other mutual friends besides Roger Stone. But this is Manafort's expertise. He is epically well organized. He is a superb convention politician, but at the same time, you know, he's got a great strategic sense, and he knows how to run a guerrilla army. So I think he's the right man for the job.
That's fantastic. You know, and you were right about, you know, Donald, he has dragged the RNC across the finish line. I mean, despite them, like you said, he's dragged the media across the finish line. Can you imagine? You know, he's been up against all odds, and he's beaten every single one. So there's no surprise that the media is trying to spin things and say that he may drop out or he's weak or whatever the case may be. But, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is here to become the next leader of the free world. So next question, and again, we've got lots and lots of questions. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. I can't possibly answer all of them. We have quite a number of people on the call, and I want to appreciate every last one of you. And a lot of you asked some of the same questions, which I'm going to save that particular question for last, which is very important. And Roger, you just mentioned it. It's about Hillary Clinton stealing the election, but we'll get back to that. In the meantime, the very next question is, you'll like this one, Newt Gingrich is telling people Ed Rollins should take over the campaign. What is your view of that?
Yeah, that is laughable. I heard that this afternoon. Look, Ed Rollins, first of all, works at Teneo Strategies. That's the same Clinton-controlled lobby shop where New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton is just going for a giant payoff. So I don't want anybody who's on the payroll of the Clintons giving political advice to my candidate. Rollins has had a bad habit of attacking every candidate he's ever worked for. Most of them have lost. The one race he did win, Christy Todd Whitman, governor of New Jersey, Rollins then the next day bragged that he had paid off people to suppress the black vote, which ended him up in front of a federal grand jury and put Christy Whitman, the new governor, through an expensive and embarrassing federal investigations for civil rights violations. Ed Rollins, ladies and gentlemen. Then every candidate he has worked for, he stabs them in the back afterwards. Whether it is Michelle Bachmann, or whether it is Mike Huckabee, or whether it is Michael Huffington, or whether it's Bruce Benson who ran for governor, or Bill Simon who ran for governor, or Catherine Harris who ran for the Senate, Rollins always attacks his candidate after the fact. It's always their fault, not his fault. It's incredibly unprofessional. And I have worked for some people who are not great candidates, but this just professionally isn't done.
Okay, very good. Next question. What is the biggest challenge Mr. Trump faces, Roger?
Well, I think there are two. One is the incredible mainstream media bias. I mean, look, I have been one who has many, many, many friends who are reporters. And I have many friends who are liberal reporters, who are lefty reporters. I have many friends who are Democrats. I have many friends who are left-wing Democrats who despise my candidate for president as much as I despise theirs. So I have a broad cross-section of political relationships and friendships. You don't have to disagree. You have to be disagreeable if you disagree. I have shared a martini with many leftists. But at the same time, I think that to a certain extent, the corporations benefit enormously from the cheap labor that our broken immigration service gets them. And therefore, what's a murder or two to them? Yet our streets have become unsafe. One only has to look at the hordes of Muslims who are raping and pillaging and killing and assaulting and destroying public property and turning over cars on these rampages through France and Germany to understand that this wave will eventually come here. That is the price of unfettered immigration. Now, I'm not saying that we should close our borders to everybody. I think that we are a country of immigrants, and people who want to come here for the right reasons should come, because that makes the country great. But to not screen or vet in a better way, and listen carefully, to not be allowed to look at the social media postings of somebody who wants to come here to see if they're calling for death to gays or women or Christians, or they're saying Ali Akbar, that's stupid. That's not common sense. Donald Trump would set together a system that allowed us to vet people. In any event, the mainstream is apoplectic. They spread these rumors. Trump's dropping out. Manafort's resigning. There's a staff upheaval. Newt Gingrich is going to run an intervention and try to insert Ed Rollins. All of this is false. The campaign is doing fine. They've taken a couple hits here from the mainstream media, but they have their candidate back on message, and there are many, many, many turns in the road yet.
Oh, I'm sure there are. And we have quite a few more questions coming in. Again, I'm going to apologize for not being able to get to everyone, but we're going to keep moving. Okay, the next question is, how many debates do you think there will be, and who will be in them?
Well, I think Hillary will want to limit the number of debates as much as she possibly can, for the simple purpose that, as we have seen, I think they deeply fear, what may be out there in terms of these emails. But at the same time, they're overconfident about their ability to defeat Donald Trump. I've seen others underestimate him in this process, there's no question that he should not be underestimated, because he's courageous and because he's not politically correct. He has strategies available to him that others may not have. So I still think we have we're locked into a very close race. But his second largest challenge, of course, is the fact that they are prepared to steal this. I don't know why anybody does not understand the extent to which these Diebold machines, these voting machines, many of which have no paper trail, can be manipulated. There's a superb video up at Infowars.com right now. It's also at, I believe, at YouTube. It shows you just how simple these machines are to rig, so you get a predetermined outcome.
Again, back to one of the main questions that keeps coming in. Again, we're gonna get into that. There's a lot of concern, Roger, about Hillary stealing the election. I mean, a lot of concern. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining on this call and making this such a successful call. There's so many questions that have come in, and the majority of the questions are tending to lend towards, the concern about Hillary Clinton stealing the election. They disenfranchised poor Bernie Sanders. Okay, we're not huge fans of his, but they did disenfranchise him. Of course, you mentioned Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the mole who stole the nomination for Hillary. They will stop at nothing. We know that. And there's a lot of concern. So I'm going to try to compile everyone's questions into a couple here.